know, there's no love that can compare with the love of Jesus.
No earthly love, the purest love that we can experience here on earth can't compare with love divine, all loves excelling. Praise God. Let's pray that God will manifest his love to the campers tonight and to all of us. We all need a great revelation of the love of Christ. That'll change your life. Lord, we thank you for the love of Jesus. We thank you for this love that is unlike any other love. And Lord, we thank you that the Holy Spirit makes that love real to us. The love of Christ is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And so, Lord, we pray that as we open our hearts to your Spirit's working tonight, that you will make the love of Jesus more real to every one of us. Lord, we pray that you'll come to the campers tonight as they have their times of worship, however they go about that. And we pray that you'll manifest your presence to them. We pray, Lord, that in every group Jesus will come and touch hearts. We pray that your love will be made very real to these young ladies. And then we think of the little boys there in the village and the other children here on the grounds. Lord, make the love of Jesus touch their hearts. And Jesus, we pray that you'll draw them to yourself tonight in a greater way. We thank you for what you're doing in these days and the way in which you have been working. And Jesus, we know that you're going to finish the good work that you've begun in us at this time. We know that's your desire and that's our expectation. That we pray that in every life, what you brought us up to camp to receive, the way in which you want to reveal yourself to us and the things that you want to say to us, that you'll accomplish it all by the power and working of your word and of your precious Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for a good day thus far. In every way, Jesus, you've been faithful and wonderful to us, and we praise you for that. Praise God. Have your way in this meeting tonight. Lord, we just want you to be in charge and to direct, and we want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and obedient to him. And so, Lord, we pray that you'll enable us to serve you acceptably in this gathering, we pray. Amen. Praise God. I mentioned the other day that there were some of these words that the Lord had given the camp that I just wanted to call our attention to, and I have another one that I've wanted to share with you, and this is good perhaps to do right now. This was a word that the Lord gave in 1962. You know, the Lord's purpose over the camp has never changed. And that's why these words are relevant today, as they were back then. And here's a portion of it, and I like this very much. It touches me, as you'll see why. Oh, that camp has been exceedingly precious to me, the Lord says. And you know it. But I want to make it more holy still, more powerful, more fruitful. I will bring to that camp the people I want there. I call them. I bring them there because it is my camp. It is my sanctuary. And I want you to take this word to heart this morning from your master and be comforted and be built up on your most holy faith. I, the Lord, have spoken it. I also will do it. Then there are other things that perhaps don't apply to us right here, right now. It had to do more with their meeting that they were having when the Lord spoke this. But I'm interested in this. First of all, the camp has been exceedingly precious to the Lord. The Lord said, I'm sure it still is. The ministry at camp is very precious. It's very near to the heart of God. And we want it always to be that way. And then he states here, I bring people that I want there to the camp. Well, that would include every one of us, wouldn't it? God has brought us here. We've mentioned that before. We're not always conscious of the fact that God has done that, but He arranges that. He arranges for people to come to the camp, to work, to be here as guests. And it's interesting to me that He brings the right combination of people together. He brought you to camp this first period. He brought you to camp for this service tonight with this particular group of people. Now, there'll be other people coming to camp later on, and I probably won't be here when they're here, but I'm here when you're here. And I need to recognize that. The Lord brought me here now, and He brought me here to be with you. And He brought you here to be with the others. But isn't that wonderful? God brings people to camp. And if God brings us to camp, well, what ought to we expect? God brought me here. He had a reason for bringing me here, both that I might be a blessing and that I might receive something very precious from Him. I call them. I bring them there because it is my camp. And the Lord has emphasized that over and over again, and so have our ministers in the fellowship. This is not the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church's camp, or any of the other churches, or any of the ministers or directors. This camp is the Lord's camp. And everyone has recognized that has ministered here. This is God's camp. We've acknowledged that. And if this is God's camp, then how careful we need to be to let God have His way. And to believe Him to accomplish, fulfill His purpose in every meeting and in everything that takes place here. And so these are just good things to call to our remembrance. It calls us to rejoice, and it calls us also to walk carefully. And it fills our hearts with faith, knowing that Jesus brought me here, and He brought me here for a specific purpose at this time in my life. And He alone knows what that is, but as I yield myself to Him and take advantage of the opportunity He gives me, and I do it with my whole heart, I'll never be sorry. It'll have an impact on God's, my whole life, and my doing God's will. Praise God. And so we thank God. As I said, these words are as applicable today as they were back then in 1962, before some of you were born. And I trust that God will give us faith to believe that every word, every desire that He has over this place will be fulfilled. Praise God. Can't we do that together even tonight? Say, Lord Jesus, this is Your camp, and You brought me here at this time to be with these people, to seek You. And, oh God, I pray that You'll accomplish Your will and glorify Yourself in my life. Amen. Praise God.
Have Thine own way, Lord. Have Thine own way.
Precious to us. I know my daughters like it. Praise God. Number 34 in the White Book.
Every step of His journey.
Praise the Lord, oh yes, Jesus.